Adventures in Artslandia.
I would like to welcome two very special guests to Adventures in Artslandia, Dale Johannes and Don Horn. Don Horn is the artistic director and producing artistic director of Triangle Productions, an incredible company that's been making cutting-edge theater in Portland. He looks surprised. since 1989, and I came to town in 1988, so you've been here as long as I've been.
Wow.
And I was just thinking about you recently, as I just said, because I was wearing a t-shirt from the production of Falsettos that I was so blessed to do in 1994. And, you know, that was a show where I met Rick Lewis, for
yep.
instance, and
oh, yeah.
it was such an incredible yeah. cast, and the wonderful
Carl Mansfield,
Rob Buckmaster,
yeah.
was an incredible opportunity. And
just
right
a
now,
year ago, just a year ago.
Just a year ago, that's right. Except for the fact that I have a 22-year-old daughter now who continually reminds me, well, not with words, but just with her human presence.
Right, yeah.
I'm at least that old.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
Dale and
yeah.
Don are currently working on a show or doing a show, American Idiot,
right.
here at the Triangle Theater on Sandy Boulevard. So tell us all about it.
We call it the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza.
The Sanctuary at Sandy
Plaza. And it's actually the Green Day's American Idiot. You kind of have to give the whole name and
Excellent.
Not just part of it.
Okay.
So I just want you to know that.
I'm grateful.
There you are. That's my two cents.
Tell me. That's all you're going to say?
That's all I'm going to say, Dale.
Yeah, well, a couple things I can say. First of all, if you like Green Day music, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to love the show. But the show essentially follows three friends as they kind of try to make their way in the world and what happens to them when they leave their hometown and how they come back and just the trials and tribulations.
Post-high school?
Yeah, post-high school, yes. Essentially, it's the American Idiot album, which is Green Day's most successful album, set to a Broadway show. So they actually put a story together to kind of string all the songs together. And, you know, I saw this show when it was previewing for Broadway, and I thought, oh, what a mess. I can't figure out. I love the music, but I have no idea what's going on. And so Don, I really got to give him credit here. He really stressed the story, because if you look at the book, it doesn't give you anything. Mm. It's just like this song happens, and then this song happens, and it doesn't give you much. And we have really kind of crafted carefully a great story that you can really follow each of the three guys and what's happening in their lives. And there's some really moving moments in the show.
Mm.
It's on top of the punk rock and roll music. Yeah.
And we were speaking earlier about your two, the relationship that you two have, which is long, you know, for many years.
Oh, man.
You've worked together and been...
Yeah, we've done, what, 10 shows together?
I think 13.
13 shows?
Well, we did redos, right? So
right.
we did twice, we did Blood Brothers.
Correct.
I did Falsettos for you.
Yeah. No Dress for Dinner.
Yeah, so we've done... Yeah. Not a lot. We've been around the block.
Yeah.
Friends and colleagues.
Yes,
yeah.
for a
yeah.
long time.
And we both kind of grew great together.
Yes. Yeah,
it's
that's true.
It's not a
true.
Result of doing theater,
no,
is it?
No, no,
no.
Because I certainly have no gray hair at all.
Not at all.
None.
Not at all. I was going to go back to the show, and that is that there are three friends, like Dale said. It is... When they said on Broadway, it was 9/11. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to say that these people were in a situation, and they had to get out of town. One of them can't leave town because there's a discovery his girlfriend is pregnant.
Mm.
So he stays. What happens to him? The second two go off, and one decides that his world is not good, so he goes to the military. What happens to him during the military? And the third one goes down the rabbit hole to drugs.
Mm.
And Dale's character, St. Jimmy, is his alter ego or whatever he conjures up to bring him into this world. And it's heroin.
Mm.
And then he decides at the end of the show, it's not for me. I have to grow up. I have to be better than who this is. So there's a show about redemption
mm.
and about friendship and about love and what you actually decide you want to do in life.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone has an opportunity to do something better with their life. And, you know, some people don't. Everybody has that opportunity to say, stop madness, let me move on.
Yeah.
Right. It reminds me, I mean, obviously there's been so much horror these last couple of weeks, and this is Pride weekend,
yep.
and I keep wondering how it is that we open up our hearts to each other so that we can say the important things to each other. You know, if you know someone who is hurting themselves or others, and you can be courageous enough to kind of be a kind watchman for our society, yeah. you know? How does that...
I think what I did was when I was driving to Seattle and I heard this, because it was my grandson's birthday and I was driving to Seattle and I said, this is so wrong to hear about the mass shootings.
Yes.
And at the time at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was only 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cried.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up there and I played with my grandson a little bit. On the way home, I get an email from Dale at a text and it goes, we need to do something.
Mm.
So Monday morning, I woke up and I said, we are going to do something. And that is to give a percentage of the ticket sales to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing, today in the mail, I received a $25 check.
Oh.
And it said on the envelope, Orlando in care of Triangle Productions.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that really, like,
you're hooray. Like in Miracle on 34th Street when people, you know, believed in San. You know, you're the,
yeah.
you're someone who they trust, who people trust to help and do the right thing in
well,
this case.
Thank you. We've been here for 26 years. I feel like Triangle has a responsibility. I am so surprised. Dale goes, how's the house tonight? Or a lot of kids do. And I said, you know, somebody walks in the door and sits down, I'm happy that that one person came.
Right.
So to have people walk in the door to buy a ticket is amazing to me. Mm-hmm. They don't have to come.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so when they do come, this is truly an amazing thing. So when they come to my house and I have something I want to give them and share with them, it's so wonderful that they, on top of that, want to give more.
Seriously, yeah, you're the hostess with the mostest.
Really last night I was ushering. I want you to know.
I know. Well, I mean, you are very gracious, and every time I've worked with you, I see how you interact with your audience. They're like family. That's how you treat the people who work here, and that's
true.
How you. This is the family you've made.
Well, it's funny too. Thank you for that. Because when I was growing up, you know, my family and life was not good,
mm-hmm.
and to have this. I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very blessed. You know, I have a brother who's on Burnside who actually is a homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't help that person unless he wants to help himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, to have this here as a testament to the hard work, yes, but also people wanting to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's,
and it is family.
It is family.
That's why, you know, you and I have worked together for so long. It's just we understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the one guy, I have a crazy schedule. I travel for work. I got two little kids. My life is hectic, as
mm-hmm.
you know, when,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you have a family. And this is one of the few people in town that says, look, I want you enough that I'm going to work around that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's just like, God, I'm so blessed to have somebody that says, yeah, I know you're going to be gone these days. We'll work around it. We'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And you obviously have lots of young people in this show. And you're such a wonderful, you know,
yes.
word mentor comes to mind, although I just think, you know, it's good for young people who want to be artists to be around people
yeah.
who have lots of integrity around their
well,
personal
Dale
process.
Well, Dale calls himself the senior.
I'm the senior member of the cast. And I'm always like, oh, so how's the children? Because I feel like I'm working with the children. And when I say children, there are people in this cast that cannot have an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
There are three people that want 18, 19, and 20.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a senior member or a mentor or whatever, who, you know, I show up, it's all about, let's get this done. There's
mm-hmm.
no screwing around. Like, we've got a job to do.
Right.
This is how you work in the theater. And if you don't take it seriously, and if you don't put everything you've got into your craft, you're not going to get a good product.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very weird relationship. I feel like I'm not part of the cast because one of my character, he's really not in all the ensemble pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I play the bad guy, which is great. So he's the patron saint of chaos and destruction.
Right.
And it's great to play the bad guy.
Typecasting.
It's always fun. Oh, it's awesome. I don't get to play the bad guy very often,
yeah.
so it's really great. But the deal with the character is he comes on, he sings his stuff with the main character, and then he's kind of gone. And then the cast comes on. So I haven't felt like I'm part of the cast. I'm not in a lot of rehearsals with the ensemble. So it's an interesting dynamic, but the cast is kind of coming around. And I think... there's a mutual respect right now that I have with several of the people in the show where I appreciate the energy they bring, the enthusiasm that they bring. They're very directable, which is hard with young people. And a lot of times what dawns, kind of your strength is you cast the show well, really well. And usually it's veteran actors who kind of know what they're doing and, you know, you trust them. Well, we've got some young people that need to be spoon-fed a little bit more, that don't have that kind of, you know, the tricks of the trade to pull from. And so Don is all about the story, and he's spending extra time making sure that these young people know what their purpose is, know what their motivation is, you know what the overarching theme of the show is, and, you know, you're going above and beyond, and these kids are just rising to the occasion. So,
Well, since you brought up auditioning and stuff, it's kind of fun since you're a producer and people listen to the podcast who are interested in, you know, being actors. Right. What do you look for in an audition, you know, especially with young people? You know, I've worked with kids in various ways and, you know, I have my own ideas about, but what kind of makes you gravitate toward a certain performer?
professionalism. Mm-hmm. I want people to walk in and have their resume and their picture together. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to ask questions like, you know, why is this here? I want them to be there. I also want them to know what they're auditioning for. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be my time wasted or their time wasted. Mm-hmm. Come in and sing a song and going, that's not even, you know.
Remotely close to what we're looking
for. The genre we're looking at. It. If you're going to do a rock show, you should not bring in, you know,
I feel Frozen.
Yeah, or something like that. You know, you need to remember what you're auditioning for. I also appreciate
Although
people...
I Feel Pretty might be a really good rock. I'm just thinking that too. Sorry.
That's all right. But I also think that they should want to do the work instead of I'm here to audition because I think I want to be in shows. No, you need to be in a show. You want to do that. It's that's a passion of yours. I really love seeing that. Triangle this past year has started paying people as employees. So that's when Dale said that people come to do their job. It really, I'm trying to show that we're a professional company that pays them an hourly wage for all rehearsals, all performances. We're doing that now. And I think that also brings that level up where a lot of times, you know, people go, I'm just here, you know, my $300 I'm doing for the, you know, for the run of the show. No, they're here getting paid for a regular job.
Oh, that's nice too for the young people, you know, to show their parents this is work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, exactly. This isn't just, oh, we're going to go to a community theater show. This is a job. You show up on time, you give it everything you can, and at the end of the day, you should leave feeling good about your work. And Don runs a tight ship, and that's what I like. I like it. You know, there's not a whole lot of wasted time. Because, you know, Susanna, so much time goes into putting a show up. And some of us who have jobs and kids don't have that, you know. So he runs a very tight ship, and I totally appreciate it.
So you have a show tonight?
We have a show tonight, at 7:30. The doors open at 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available. We run until July the 2nd and maybe longer.
And it rocks, man.
I mean, longer. He's looking
I'm giving
longingly
at me.
Yeah, we'll
Sounds
see.
Sounds as though there's a contract negotiation taking place as we speak.
I have to leave July 23rd to go to Greece, so you know.
I'm just focusing on getting people here now, having people have a great time. If you're sitting in the front row, get ready, because I call this the splash zone. You're going to get a lot of sweat. Because, I mean, this is a very energetic show, extremely energetic. And we are, if you're in the first couple of rows, we're going to be up in your face screaming at you.
I love that.
It's a great experience.
And Dale may be jumping up
Maybe.
And dancing.
Who knows? Yeah. You've got, I mean, we've got everybody. It's a very interactive show. This isn't something where we're just going to be on stage. This is something we're going to be in the audience. We're going to be up and down the aisles. We're going to be in people's face. And I think that's what people are really loving about this. It's like being at a rock show. It's
right.
Our ticket price is $35, $25, and $15. However, group rates are, if you bring six or more, it's $20.
Oh, that's great.
No matter
great.
Where you want to sit.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's. We also feel like, because the cost of the show, we can't really discount. So there is also Gold Star that then go to and buy tickets as well. So we do try to do discounting, but at the same time, we have to watch because we have to pay for the show.
And your ticket breakdown is based on where you sit in the
space.
Yeah. Okay, that's
So the first seven rows is 35, the second two rows are 25, and the last three rows are 15.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so kids at $15, it's not that expensive to go see.
That's great.
I'm so blessed to have this cast.
Oh,
and I'm
good.
Also blessed to have the tech crew that we have. I mean, Jeff Woods and Ian with our video. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was so pleased to see that we could pull this show off technically.
What's your next show coming up?
The next show's not until September, and that's Margie Belay doing Full Gallop about Diana Vreeland.
Oh, my goodness. I saw that show in New York. Yeah. It's incredible.
Totally opposite of the show.
Oh, Margie will be wonderful in that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So opposite of what we just, you know, we did here. So.
Have you announced shows post Full Gallop?
Yeah, so it's Full Gallop and Byron Seller. Do you know the show?
Yes.
Byron Seller has a young man hired to be in Barbra Streisand's basement because she actually has a mall in her basement.
It's incredible.
And then Forever Dusty about Dusty Springfield.
Oh, that's great.
And then we're doing Golda's Balcony with Wendy Westerwill as Golda Meir.
Oh, amazing.
And then Satchmo at the Waldorf about Louis Armstrong.
It's a good season.
A great season.
Yeah.
Great. So you can go to
TrianglePro.org.
So you can go to TrianglePro.org for information and tickets. Come see Green Day's American Idiot.
Yeah. Yes.
Wear your best grunge and rock with us. It's fun, and the audiences are having a blast.
And so are we.
Adventures in Artslandia.